So, Mark, are there situations where you would use an adjuvant EGFR TKI right now?
I agree that survival is the issue here. And actually, I would call it something different. I'm talking about curability. I think the first thing we have to be insistent on is that everybody get chemo in these situations. Everybody who's a candidate for chemo should get chemo. And everybody who's a candidate for chemo should get cisplatin-based chemo, because that's the only curative regimen. There is no curative regimen without cisplatin. I think that's still true. The second thing is, if you have N2 disease, you need radiation as well. I think that message just has to get out. There's a couple papers actually in this JTO about looking at the huge amount of data actually that says that radiation improves survival in these patients. I'm totally moved in this direction by the GIST data. It's a standard of care that patients with GIST get imatinib first to improve PFS. Getting you going from 1 to 3 years, they improve PFS more, and out of 3 years, they improve survival. That's the data. And I see no reason that we can't have the same happen here. The Radiant blew it. If you took the non-randomized data, you needed about only 250 mutant patients to know if erlotinib would work or not. And they chose to ignore the data that EGFR mutation could be predictive of benefit. And they had a trial that couldn't possibly prove that. And again, we were part of SELECT. We're part of the afatinib trial now, the one that Lisha leads. I try to put people on that trial. But if I do not have a trial, I treat them.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special Clinical Investigator Think Tank on management of non-small cell lung cancer.